This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today's report from the Census Bureau shows that Hispanics accounted for half of the U.S. population growth from 2003 to 2004.
Here are some of the numbers. The population of the United States as of last July was estimated to be 293,655,404.
14.1% of that total, 41.3 million, are Hispanic.
For the first time in many years, Hispanic population growth has more to do with births in the United States than with immigration.
We'll hear more about those numbers from a demographer in a few minutes. First to Chicago, where the Hispanic population is growing fast. In fact, there are now more Hispanics in Cook County, Illinois, than in Arizona or Colorado or New Mexico. Here's NPR's David Shaper.
As they wait for the bell to ring and school to begin, a group of boys at the playground of Pierce Elementary School is playing marbles. That's right, marbles. Back when marbles was first popular as a playground game, this Chicago neighborhood school served mostly Swedish immigrant families. Now there's hardly a towhead in sight. Most Pierce students are now Latino. One of the parents waiting with a kindergartner is Lorenzo Vera, who came to Chicago from Mexico City when he was 18 in search of better job opportunities.
The first time when I came here, wash dishes. That's the only way you can do here, because you don't know any English. You know, it's hard to come in another country and speak the language.
Vera says he's had a tough time finding work, but he says he's here for good because his children, who were born in Chicago, will be better off.
My sons have the chance to come to school here.
Likewise, Brenda Pais says the promise of better opportunities drew her to Chicago from Guatemala 20 years ago.
I always have a dream to come here and have a good life.
Pais says she was able to get an education, a decent job, and met her husband, a Cuban immigrant who drives a bus. She says she misses her family in Guatemala, but with two teenagers she hopes are headed to college, Pais isn't looking back.
My dreams come true because I have two kids here. They live different like I live in my country, and I think they have a better future here.
About a mile away at Children's Memorial Hospital's Uptown Neighborhood Clinic, pediatrician Mariana Glusman talks with the mother of one of her patients. Glusman herself was born in Argentina and raised in Mexico before emigrating with her parents to the U.S. One thing she's noticing in her practice is that she's seeing more and more new patients as infants born here in Chicago.
I have a lot of families that have a number of kids. I don't have, families that have three, four, five children. And I see that more in my Hispanic patients than I do in other cultures.
Glusman says she's even seeing the babies of some of her former and current teenage patients. Jose Viende waits with his 10-month-old baby while his wife has his two other children in for a checkup. The 22-year-old says they'll have no more children.
We decided to stop having kids. We have a limit. You know, I know Latinos tend to don't have limits and have as many kids, you know, as they can, but we think differently. I guess because we're the second generation, we think more, can we afford to have more kids?
After all, this loan officer and his real estate agent wife already own their own home, and they want to send all three children to college. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.